Why don't you stand with me? You've been sitting there through that long, lengthy prayer. Goodness gracious. I was blessed because I got to stand through the prayer. Maybe next time I'll have you stand with me. But anyway, let's just, can I tell them your story? You might. Last week, I was blessed. We're going to sing the doxology here in a second. But I was blessed by my sister Carolyn Windsor. She was telling somebody, I don't remember who it was, but she was telling somebody how much she, there were certain parts of the way we used to do things, more, I guess, traditional ways of doing things in the past, that she missed. And she was sharing that with somebody, and she said, I miss the doxology, and I miss the open sharing, which we used to do a lot more than we do now. Maybe we should do more of that. It's just a time thing. And what was the other thing? The hymns. So she said that like a week ago or a little over a week on Friday night. She was telling somebody that. And last week in the service, we sang the doxology. It's the first time we did that in a long time. And every worship song was a hymn. And we had open sharing last week for the first time in a long time. So God was just kind of saying, hey, Carolyn, I got you. Watch this. That was kind of cool. And she was telling me how it was just a joyful thing for her. It was pretty cool that God is attentive to us like that. So let's do that. No, Preston says no. Pray. You hear that? Pray. Pray. That's too high, isn't it? No, you do it. All blessings flow. There it is. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Children, it's Go Big Sunday. Who can tell me what big is, stands for? B-I-G stands for building, influential, generations. Where are you at? You're supposed to be making your way up here now, right here. I got a place for you right here. It's Go Big Sunday right here, and you can even sit by Uncle Glenn back there if you want to. He won't bite. Good. We got a pretty good crew. It's not all of them. Some of them are vacating, but good. Guess what, you guys? I got a special guest for you today. And voila, there he is. Whoa, I almost fell on him. Anyway, it's Kermit the Frog. That's right. So he's waiting here for you. We'll wake him up and get him going here in just a second. But the message that I have for you is commanded to crave. I got a question. Can you give me your attention? How about Kermit? Can you give him your attention? Can you listen? Maybe. Maybe you need to go back and sit with mom and dad so you can decide that the answer is yes. Okay, let's give it a try, shall we? This is really important. We're going to have some fun, but it's really important what you're going to hear today. So I want you to hear it. And it's really important that you guys, even at your age, learn to listen. Because if you don't learn to listen, you can't learn. If you can't pay attention, then you get cheated. Think of that phrase, to pay attention. To give something your attention costs you. And that's a really important lesson to learn. But today, the lesson is commanded to crave. So let's see if we can wake Kermit up and see what he has to share with us today. Kermit. Ugh. It's time. Time for what? Will you remember what we talked about? Oh, yeah, I get to meet the kids today, right? Yeah. Well, get out there. Get out there. You ready? Yeah. Let's do this. Hi, kids. Hi. Kermit the Frog here. And I am so glad to be with you today. Now, I got to explain here at the beginning, if my voice sounds a little strange, like it doesn't really sound like Kermit the Frog, that's because I woke up with a frog in my throat this morning. Get it? A frog in my throat? Get it? I'm a frog. That's why that's funny. All right. No, seriously, I am here in place of actually my good friend, Cookie Monster. You know him? I guess he ate too many cookies last night, and he woke up with a tummy ache, so I told him I would come and meet with you so he can get better. So guess what? I brought you two gifts this morning. Are you ready? Hey, there's this creepy guy behind this curtain. I don't know quite what to make of him. Kermit, what? I'm not a creepy guy. Well, you look kind of creepy to me. Hey, can I call you CG? CG? Why CG? Well, it stands for creepy guy. So CG, you just wait there until I'm done, okay? And I'll talk to you later. Is that okay? I guess so, Kermit. Whatever. All right. Here we go. Well, I brought you guys two gifts this morning. Let me show you. Are you ready? Sure. Okay, I got Preston to help me out here. Are you ready? So, behold the monster cookie. Let's hear it for the monster. Stay away. Don't go yet. I'm not going to give them to you yet. I'm going to give you a monster cookie later on. Well, actually, I'm giving you their Cookie Monster's cookies, and he had me give them to you. How many of you really like monster cookies? Oh, they are my favorite, I'm telling you. In fact, you guys, I wrote you a little song about cookies. You want to hear it? Do you want to hear it? What? I want you to just unveil them and leave them there, Preston. Okay. Don't you eat one. Thank you. I wrote you a little song. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Now, you got to remember, I just woke up, so I got that frog in my throat. So bear with me. Here it goes. It's called The Cookie Connection. Maybe it'll sound familiar to you. Here's how it goes. Why are there so many songs about cookies and what people mix inside? Some mix in chocolate, some mix in raisins. They're always baked, not fried. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the cookie connection. The craving for cookies in me. Oh, it just brings tears to my eyes. So we're going to talk about, well, they're frog tears, dear. So you can't see them. She said, I don't see any tears in your eyes. Anyway, crave is what we're going to be talking about today. Do you guys know what crave means?
Nope.
It means... Oh, by the way, I went to a restaurant around here that is called the Crave Grill. Yeah. Anyway, to crave what's going on back there? Nothing. I'm just looking for my place, actually. Well, whenever you're ready. Hi, everybody. Let's see, page one, page two. Oh! Are you ready now? I think so. Finally. You guys like monster cookies?
Yes.
Now, let's talk about crave for a second. How much you crave something, can actually, crave means when you want something really bad. There, I said it. To crave means when you want something really bad, real bad. Oh, I want that thing. Oh, I want that cookie. Oh, I gotta have that. That's what crave means. Can you say to want something? Say it. Real bad. Yeah, that's what it means to crave. You want something real bad. Do you guys like monster cookies?
Yeah.
Good. Now, let's talk about crave, because how much you crave something can change. If you're really hungry, you would crave monster cookies even more. But if you just ate a big meal, you would probably crave monster cookies less. So how much you want something, how much you crave something can change. It's the same with like water. If you really want a drink of water, you're really thirsty, you would crave it. But if you're not very thirsty, I'm not thirsty. I don't want a drink of water. So how much you crave something can change. Our craving can change. Sometimes you want something really bad. Sometimes you want it just a little. And sometimes you don't want it at all. Now, God says, this is the important part. God says that we are to crave His Word, the Bible. In fact, He says He commands us to crave it. Now, let's talk about the Bible for a second. How important is the Bible? Say important. Important. We're going to turn in the Bible to 1 Peter 1:23 up to chapter 2, verse 3. And I got the first verse up there on your screen. And I'm going to read it to you. Are you ready? 1 Peter 1:23 says this: For you have been born again. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, now listen to this part, through the living and enduring Word of God. How important is the Bible? Well, this verse says that you get saved through the Bible, through the message of the Bible. So that's pretty important. The Bible contains the message of salvation and eternal life. So the first thing this passage says is salvation. The Bible's important in salvation. Now let's ask the question again. How important is the Bible? And we're going to go to the next verse. Verse 24. Listen to this. It's amazing. Verse 24. For all people are like grass, and their glories like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. So what we learn in this verse is that life is short. It's really short, like a flower. When you look at a flower, If you watch it, in about a week, it shrivels away and it's gone. And that's what the Bible says our lives are like. Life is short, but then it says the word of the Lord, the Bible, endures forever. Kids, listen to me. The Bible is forever. So the first word is salvation, and the second word about the Bible is forever, because God's word, the Bible, is forever. Now the next part, we're going to go quick through, so listen close. This is 1 Peter 2:1. He says, therefore, rid yourselves. He says, get rid of. And he gives a whole list of things. He says, get rid of malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander of every kind. Now those are big fancy words. Let me help you with them. Okay, malice. You got to get rid of malice. Malice is like when you hear someone say, or you say it yourself, oh, I hate that kid. That's malice. It's like hatred in your heart. And then there's deceit. Deceit is when you lie to get what you want. It's a terrible thing. Lying to get what we want. It's very selfish. And then there's big word, hypocrisy. Can you say hypocrisy?
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy is pretending that you're something that you're really not. That's a terrible thing too, when we pretend like that. And then there's envy. Envy is when you're jealous of what someone else has or is. We're jealous about that and kind of mad. And then there's slander. Slander is when you talk bad about someone else. So there are a lot of things that we should get rid of out of our lives that the Bible helps us with that. Now, we're going to go to the last verse, and this is the part that I really want you to know. Are you ready? Say ready.
Ready.
Say, I'm ready, Kermit.
Ready, Kermit.
Are you ready, CG? Yes, Kermit, I'm ready. All right, let's bring it. Here we go, 1 Peter 2:2. Here's what God's word says. Like newborn babies, crave. Say crave. That's what our lesson's about, commanded to crave. God's telling you that you're to learn to crave pure spiritual milk of the Bible so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Say crave again. God says you young people, are to learn to crave the Bible, to want it really bad. So let's look at our passage and what we've seen. 1 Peter 1:23 through 2:3. The first verse says God's word is important because of the message of salvation. Say salvation.
Salvation.
The next verse says that God's word, the Bible, is forever. Say forever. That's so important. Salvation and forever are two really important things about God's word. Then the next verse showed us how we should live. How should I live? And it told us some things to get rid of. And then the last verse said we're to crave it, which is to want it real bad. We're to learn to crave the Bible. God commands it. He does. So the question is this: how do we learn to want the Bible real bad? How can you, little ones, young ones, want the Bible more? How can you learn to crave it? And here are some ways. The first thing is you need to realize, say realize, how important it really is. Realize how important it's about for salvation, and it endures forever. It's really important, and we need to realize it. Then we need to read it. Now, some kids tell me they don't like to read, and I always say to them, too bad. Read anyway. You need to learn to read so you can take in God's word. So you read it. And if you don't read very well, guess what? Practice, practice, practice. And you will read better and better and better. So read it. Then the next thing is you need to think about it. Don't just read it. Think about what it says. And then don't just think about it. Start to memorize it. And then don't just think about it and memorize it. Talk about it with other people. And then don't just talk to other people about it. Talk to God about his word. Pray it to him. He loves it when we pray his words back to him. So you pray it to God. And then this is the toughest part that we need the Holy Spirit's power to help us with. And that is we need to obey it. Do what it says. And then the last thing is we need to share it. Share it with other people so they can have the opportunity to know God like we do. So you realize it, you read it, you think about it, you memorize it, you talk about it, you pray it to God, you obey it, and you share it. That's how you and I can learn to crave the Bible. Okay? Does that make sense? Now, like I said, I got a monster cookie for you. I will give that to you in a second. But I got something else that's even better. I made something for you. Hold on, Kermit. What? Did you make it or did I? Okay. CG made it for you. But I'm going to give it to you. I made for you guys a little devotional book that you can read or have an adult read it with you. It's just a little short piece of God's word each day. There are 7 days. Some people call it devotionals. And if you will read those 7 days, one per day, this week, and there's one little question in each one that you can write out a short answer to, if you will write the answer to the question for each day, and if you will bring that back to CG next week, he's got a special gift for you. It's not a candy bar or cookie. Sometimes we tell kids, if you do the right thing, we'll give you things you like. I don't really like that idea. It works sometimes, but a better thing is we'll give you what you need. And if you will read these devotionals and answer the question and get in the habit of meeting with God every day and reading the Bible, then CG is going to give you your very own devotion book for your age that you can have and keep going. Keep meeting with God every day. Does that sound good? So if you'll bring it back next week, CG will give you that. So let's pray together right now. And I'm going to pray. Actually, I'm just going to turn it back over to CG and he'll pray for you. Are you ready, creepy guy? You know, most people call me Jerry or Pastor Jerry. Oh, that's your name. Why didn't you tell me so? And then I could have called you that too. Pastor Jerry. Okay, Pastor Jerry, back to you. Bye, kids. It was good to share with you. I hope that you listened to what I had to say. How about you oldies out there? Did you listen to what I had to say? Yeah. It was good to be with y'all. Thanks again. I don't think CG has enough cookies for everybody. Just actually, Miss CG made the cookies for you all, for just the kids, though. So, yeah. Hi, Hannah. You and I have talked before, haven't we? Yes, we have. Bye, everybody. Bye. Okay. You can go back to sleep now. Okay. Okay. Here, you guys, these are Bonnie's special monster cookies.
Your special?
Just like you crave a cookie. Actually, not just like. It's more important that you learn to crave God's word and want it real bad. There you go.
Can I have one to give to my dad?
Oh, all right. Wait, where's your dad? I better deliver that personally.
He's back over
there. Okay, Kurt, you got one of these spoken for. There's four left, so first come, first serve. Okay. Now, I got this for you, too. I probably should have given you these. First, you get chocolate on them. But see, it's a Crave devotional. Okay, it's got 7 days in there. Okay, they're real short little things. There you go. Whoops, you got it. There you go. And the whole point is for you to learn to crave, to want really bad God's word, that you'd realize how important it is. Okay? Great. Father, I pray for the children today that they would do just as we've talked about today, that they would crave the pure spiritual milk of your word and realize how important it is for their eternal life. And not only for their eternal life, but for their lives right now, understanding that their lives right now is the beginning of their eternal life, the beginning of your kingdom, as you build that kingdom in their heart. And then as one day they'll experience that kingdom in the fullest reality of the new heaven and the new earth. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we look forward to that day. May they understand it beyond the abstraction that it kind of can be in a kid's head and mind at this age. Help them, Lord, rescue them from themselves. And while you're at it, rescue us as well. In Jesus' name, amen.